This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Star 94.
Star Report with Jen Hobby.
Atlanta's own Usher has been tapped to serve as Emory University's 2025 commencement speaker. It'll be May 12th when Usher delivers the commencement keynote address and receives an honorary degree from Emory. Okay, up next, which pop star is headed to space? Katy Perry. She's joining an all-female crew on board of Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space flight that'll be heading out this spring. Gayle King from CBS Mornings will be on it, and Jeff Bezos' fiance Lauren Sanchez will be there. There'll be three other women on board, an aerospace engineer, a civil rights activist, and a filmmaker. It's called New Shepard Mission NS-31. And finally, it's just been announced that Zendaya will voice Shrek's daughter, Felicia, in Shrek 5. She's seen in a new teaser alongside Shrek, Fiona, and Donkey. We will have to wait a while to see her character. Shrek 5 hits theaters Christmas of 2026. That's your up-to-the-minute entertainment news. Download the Odyssey app and favorite Star 94, or stream online at star94.com.
Star 94, Star Report with Jen Hobby.
Acting legend Gene Hackman has died at age 95. One of his most iconic roles was as Coach Norman Dale in Hoosiers.
Remember what got you here. Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game. If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
Such a classic. The story of his passing comes with a police report that they found the bodies of Gene, his wife Betsy, and their dog in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home. No foul play is suspected, but no cause of death has been announced. All right, up next, Will Smith is catching some heat in headlines because in a performance, he appeared to kiss India Martinez during one of their song performances at a Latin Music Award show. There's a debate online on whether or not it was just for the show and the song, or was Will acting flirty, and fans are wondering, wait a second, what does Jada think of all this? And last but not least, Jon Stewart had a passionate rant about Elon Musk on Monday, and now Elon says he'd go on The Daily Show if they aired the interview unedited, and the show said they'd be delighted to have him. All right, get ready for that. And meanwhile, Jon Stewart explained how when he bloodied his hand smashing that coffee cup during the rant, it wasn't the first time he's hurt his hand.
Because we've already paid for it with our subsidies.
For those of you who watched the show for many, many years, you will know this is the second time that I have, going for physical comedy, cut myself to the point where I need stitches. It was a margarita blender with me and Oliver. That's not good.
Now you're up to date. To keep up with the latest entertainment news, listen to the next Star Report coming up at 2:15.